As the season comes to an end, it's good to end the season on with a win, heading to the offseason with momentum. It was a season full of ups and downs, and you know, I think we did a great job for the most part of handling all the adversity that we were faced with. It shows that this team has a great group of men with great character, and we're only going to get better.
Crazy to think individually how things unfolded. I mean, if I had told you in July or August that you'd have all the numbers that you do and all the starts and all the wins, you probably would have told me I was crazy.
Yeah, it's amazing. But it just shows how, you know, this league can work. You know, your number can be called at any time, and you just have to be ready. And I think our coaching staff did a great job of, you know, preparing me and preparing a bunch of the guys who had to play and who numbers were called this year. I think we did a great job for the most part.
What's this day like for you? I know in college, probably when your season wraps up, you still know you're going to see guys around campus and things like this. It's a little different as a rookie in the NFL now that the season just kind of abruptly ends and you guys all kind of go your separate ways for a little while.
Yeah, and I think the toughest part is, you know, knowing that, you know, some of the guys around here won't be here next year. And there are probably going to be some changes, and, you know, that's just the nature of this business. But we understand that, you know, our GM, you know, Rick Spielman, he's been doing a great job, you know, of bringing players and surrounding, you know, building a great team here. You know, his track record speaks volumes in the NFL draft. So I'm going to be pretty excited to just move forward with, you know, this group of men and this coaching staff. It'll be our second year together, and I'm looking forward to it.
What do you think you've drawn the most just as a quarterback?
Just understanding the game and my decision making. I think as a team, we grew together each week. We got better. And over the second half of the season, it really showed. And for me, just me being more decisive, not overthinking things, and just playing my game, I think I did a better job of doing that. And the guys around me also just helped, you know, contributed to that. You know, they would always come to me on the sidelines or even around the facility and just remind me, hey, you know, just play your game and just have fun.
How much did your demeanor change during the season? I mean, were you able to get a little more assertive with you know, the different players?
Oh, yes, it changed a lot. And but sometimes the guys, you know, they call me a mute because, you know, I'll joke around on the sideline in the pregame and, you know, I'll sing songs and, you know, tell jokes with those guys. But the moment, you know, that first whistle is blown for the first kickoff of the game, I just get silent, you know, and I just continue to lock in. But the guys around here, you know, they've allowed me to be more assertive with them. And like I said, we have a great group of men here who they'll take leadership from, you know, whether it's from the coaching staff or from the youngest player on the team. And like I said, it just speaks volumes. It shows the character that we have here.
Was it a concerted effort throughout the season as it went on that you became more comfortable with those guys? I mean, we'd see you in the locker room kind of joking around a little bit more.
You know, as you gain experience, you gain confidence. You know, I'm a firm believer of that. And like I said, each week I was able to gain more and more confidence. And you know, it just allowed me to continue to just open up to the guys and, you know, just have fun. You know, this here, you know, we have fun around here, and we love playing for one another. We love playing for this coaching staff. So, you know, it's just all about, like I said, each week gaining that confidence and gaining that experience.
Teddy, how good do you think the Vikings can be next year, you know, second year under coach?
We can be really good. You know, but we know we won't be good unless we are able to finish those close games. You know, we had a couple this year that we didn't seal the deal. But you know, we're only going to get better. We're going to continue to get better playing with each other. Like I said, our GM, I'm pretty sure he's going to do a great job once again in this year's draft class. And you know, just look forward to heading to this offseason.
You finished the season with the third highest completion percentage of any rookie quarterback. What do you think when you see kind of some of the other names on that list, RG3, Ben Roethlisberger, Russell Wilson?
You know, it's a pretty cool stat. But, you know, I've always been a person who's been more about team success. And I could care less about my completion percentage. And the goal this year was to make the playoffs. And, you know, the ultimate goal is to always win the Super Bowl. And we came short of that. So, you know, the numbers that, you know, I put up individually or, you know, Greg Jennings, Jarius Wright could have put up individually, you know, those won't mean a thing come next year because everything we did this year doesn't matter anymore. You know, nothing in this league stays the same. You know, teams are going to get better. You look at last year, Carolina Panthers were a 12-win team. The New Orleans Saints had 11 wins. And this year, the Saints team to make the playoffs. Carolina only won 7 games. So the individual stats don't mean a thing unless you continue to have great team success.
Coach did talk about your accuracy, though. It seems like so many times quarterbacks come in, everyone's talking about their arm strength and all that. Maybe that's why you dropped in the draft a little bit. Is accuracy the key, I mean, really, ultimately, or what would you say?
I mean, just I would say accuracy is the key, you know, because you want to be able to put the ball in places where your playmakers are able to go up and make plays. And you know, I think we have a great group of wide receivers here, tight ends and backs who do a great job of, you know, as you can see this past Sunday, Greg Jennings makes a outstanding one-handed catch on our sideline. So it just shows that, you know, accuracy is the key, but you also have playmakers around you who make those plays and make the job for the quarterback much easier.
How important will it be for you in this offseason to get with some of these receivers to keep working?
That'll be very important. You know, we want to continue to just build on the momentum that we have right now. We have an understanding of what the coaching staff is trying to do here. We have a great understanding of the system now. It'll be pretty exciting heading to this offseason and heading to our second year in the system.
What experience did you have, like whether it be a two-minute drill, a come-from-behind drive, a put-the-game-away drive? Do you feel it's most important to having exposure to as you go to the second year?
I would say lining up in victory formation. You know, we were able to line up in victory formation for the first time in the Chicago game. And, you know, that's something that we want to continue to do, you know, each game. You know, instead of being in a two-minute situation and scrambling around to try to win the game. But, you know, we do understand that this league, sometimes games are going to come down to the last second. We have to put together a drive to go score a touchdown or go kick a game-winning field goal. So, you know, we understand those situations, and, you know, we're glad that they came up this year. We're able to learn a lot. We're able to learn what type of players that we have here in those situations. And, you know, it just speaks volumes. It shows that we have a team who's resilient, a bunch of men who just love playing for one another.
Is your mindset, Teddy, that you'll still need to earn the starting job? I mean, obviously we all think you're the guy next year, week one, but, you know, Castle's probably back next year. Is your mindset that you still have to earn your job here?
You know, I'm just going to continue to work hard and try to get better this offseason. You know, heading into this offseason, like I said, we have momentum right now, you know, and it's all about just building on that.
Have you made plans to get together with some of the receivers in Miami or?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. I've been talking to the group, just telling those guys I want to get them down there for at least a week or two and get some time together. And it doesn't all have to be football. We could just hang out, you know, and just continue to develop that chemistry on and off the field. And, you know, that goes a long way.
What do you think will change with more experience now in our system, both for you and for the offense in general?
Like I said, we have a better understanding of, you know, what Coach Turner is trying to do now with this system. And, you know, it's going to be a unique thing being able to, you know, play your second year with them after playing just 12 games and seeing how good we could be. So, you know, I think we're going to be a more aggressive team. You know, we had some success this year in the no huddle. So it'll be pretty exciting to see where we head next season.
Time for a couple more.
Did you meet your goals this year when you sat down before the year started? Like you accomplished what you wanted to.
You know, like I said, we didn't meet our goals. We're not, you know, we don't want to be satisfied with winning only 7 games, you know, around here. And the expectation level is pretty high. You know, we want to be a playoff team. Next year around this time, we don't want to be cleaning out our lockers and, you know, booking flights and heading out. You know, we want to be, you know, getting ready to either play a wild card game or, you know, sitting at home with home field advantage. So, no, we didn't meet our goals. But like I said, there are some positive takeaways from this season. And it was a great season.